We are.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, where multitasking is the order of the day. List while you listen. Join us on the chat board. Bring home the bacon. Pick up the kids and still call into the show. Here's your host, Griff.
Boy, that to-do list made me tired just listening to it. This segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. And if you're not selling internationally, boy, are you missing out on a world of opportunity. Here now to tell us why he does ship internationally, and he does so through the Global Shipping Program, is Scott Henshaw. He's known on eBay as top-rated seller Nanette's Store. Scott, has using the Global Shipping Program helped you grow your business?
Yes, of course, Griff. And how is everybody doing?
Peachy.
Ducky.
I guess the short answer to that question is yes. And, you know, I measure that by the simple amount of items that we ship to Erlanger pretty much every day now, doing about, three to five shipments to a GSP fulfillment center in Kentucky per day on average.
Have you experienced any pain points with the program?
Yeah, in fact, I was just on the recent webinar for GSP with the team in San Francisco a couple weeks ago, and I've been fairly vocal about, you know, a couple pain points, a couple issues I've had with claims, damaged goods, the flow going through PayPal. But it's kind of funny, you guys were talking about motorcycles a few minutes ago, and I was thinking about that, and I kind of compared the GSP to my Harley Davidson. You know, it isn't perfect, but it's really, really good. You know, occasionally I have to go out and tighten a couple screws from time to time, and you know, the pain points that I have are kind of like that. They're very, very small. You know,
less. What are they?
One specific issue is I had some gasket sets that were damaged by FedEx on the last leg of the journey to Australia. It actually happened twice. Third time seemed to be a charm for the buyer. But in going through the claims process, instead of it being an internal eBay thing, they have to go through PayPal. There's a little bit of inconsistency with what the reps will tell you with customer service at eBay. And then that kind of gets exacerbated. With the customer service at PayPal, sometimes, you know, the left hand doesn't quite know what the right hand's doing. So it was a real challenge, you know, to get the buyer to, it's almost like I'm the one having to educate the buyer on how, you know, what I'm hearing from eBay on how to file the item. They have to go through PayPal as item not as described. You know, there is no functionality for damage in shipping or, button to push. It says it was damaged to GSP. So there's been some frustration, both with me and the buyers on those damaged claims. They do get worked out in the end. It was just kind of uncomfortable during the process.
The team is working on smoothing out and streamlining that particular process. So look for improvements there. What issues have you faced with international shipments besides the one you just talked about? And how have the outcomes been different with the Global Shipping Program as compared to, say, direct shipping to those international destinations?
Well, one thing I've learned in I've always believed in international shipping, and I've always offered to ship anywhere since day one, really. You know, there's very few countries I won't ship to, you know, of course, legality, North Korea and Iran. But I learned a long time ago that when it comes to international shipping, when something is damaged, lost, held up in customs, you really don't have any friends. You know, USPS, for better or for worse, you know, they just are not customer service friendly. And when you need help, when you need someone to process a claim, find a package, you know, most countries' customs have little to no communication with you whatsoever. So when something does happen, you're kind of left out in the dark. And with GSP, you know, at least you've got the protection of the GSP. And again, it's actually pretty darn good. You know, like I said, I've had pain points, but I've never been left hanging, nor has my customer.
That's good news. Do you create a shipping label from within the eBay shipping center, or can you have items drop shipped to Erlanger, Kentucky?
Yeah, probably 60 to 70, maybe even 80% of our shipments, we just use eBay shipping center. You know, whether you're shipping USPS or FedEx, and just creating the label from within eBay shipping center, so everything's automated. If we put UPS, we'll kick over to PayPal, everything's automated. But if we do have to drop ship, if our warehouse is out of stock, the answer is yes. And it really doesn't matter how you create the label. It doesn't matter if it's handwritten, if you lick an old-fashioned stamp or go through stamps.com or whatever. As long as you have the address correct and you put that really long reference number in. That's really the key. So when airline your gets it, they could actually see the reference number. So I've heard a little bit of misconception, people thinking they have to print a shipping label through eBay. That's just simply not true. If I've handwritten them before.
So you can drop ship then using the
as long as the shipping label has the reference number on it, they you know, use that to accept it.
So you make sure your drop shipper has that information.
Correct. Yeah, it has to be correct. So it's always worth double checking. We don't actually use drop, you know, catalog based drop shippers. We actually, you know, part of a factory direct warehouse chain. So I've got a little more personable communication with them. If it was an old fashioned catalog based drop shipper where you don't really have that personal relationship, you want to make absolutely sure that reference number is correct down to the digit.
Based on your own experience with GSP, which sounds overall like it's pretty positive, and that it does provide you some level of comfort and security. Talk about that, if you would, because a lot of people that are considering it seem to be like a little leery that there's going to be a bad experience for them if they're using this. So how does the program offer you, in your experience, the comfort and security, not only you as a seller, but also to your buyers?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's kind of like stubbing your toe. You really don't know how bad it hurts until it happens. And with... I've been doing this a while, been around the block a few years. There's really nothing more frustrating, especially having something held up in customs. You know, there's nothing you can do. There's no answer you can give your customer. You can word it however you want, but your hands are tied to providing really good customer service. You know, every time especially my engine parts, which, you know, I have, my engine parts, I have much higher overall cost into them, you know, cost of goods into them. Every time I ship one internationally and see the Erlanger, I like I said at the webinar, I really feel like a weight's lifted off my shoulder. I just don't have to worry about taking a loss. More importantly, though, from the experience that I get back from my buyers, which is really more important to me, and I read that not only from what they say, but what they say in my feedback. You know, your feedback is a great way to gauge, you know, how your buyers like your service product and all that. And I really get good vibes from the buyers, you know, fast. You know, you fast shipping, you know, there's no doubt that GSP is faster than USPS. You know, I think it processes through customs faster. So I'm getting a really good vibe from the buyers, and I'm getting a lot more repeat sales. I think that's a really key factor. Get a lot more repeat sales, especially with my engine parts. I've got, you know, repair shops in particularly Australia that buy from me, that, you know, through the GSP multiple times. And, you know, I think especially in the repair industry, they probably have a comfort feeling that, hey, you know, they're going to get the parts and they're going to get them on time without a hassle. And I have to assume, you know, I don't know, that you'd have to assume that buyers, you know, buying from another country, you know, are somewhat skeptical, especially if something goes wrong. You know, how is the seller going to help them? You know, can the seller help them? So I'd have to assume, and I think I've seen that buyers are using the GSP more because of that level of security.
Mm-hmm. Scott, how long have you been opted in? I'd like new people who have not opted in to GSP yet. How long have you been opted in, and what are some of the key reasons that you stay with GSP?
I actually had to kind of, when GSP was first rolled out, I kind of had to bag to get in. I love trying the new stuff eBay puts out all the time. You know, if you don't try it, you never know. So I wasn't able to do it right away, but I think roughly, you know, I want to guess 9 months to a year. I mean, I probably came in, you know, several months after it was launched. And the way I know it's working, besides my numbers are up, you know, I do look at books and measure. Again, I ship to Erlanger every day. Even if it wasn't for GSP, if I was shipping to the same city consecutively every day or town, I would know there's something going on that's working. So the simple fact that I'm continually shipping, and sometimes I don't really look at where something's going, but I see that Erlanger and that long reference number, you know, multiple times a day. It's just kind of indisputable that it's working. In fact, I just shot you guys an email. A lot of people also ask me, like, what am I shipping? You know, is it big stuff, little stuff, you know, 7 ounces? I just sold a shirt about an hour ago to somebody in Russia on the GSP, and it was a $75 shirt, kind of a Griff-inspired shirt, actually. Mm. Yeah, I was thinking to myself, you know, the $75, don't have a lot, I'll put a link to the listing in the chat, but it was a $75 shirt, you know, retro 70s, you know, shipping to somebody in Russia. And, you know, if I did ship it USPS first class or even priority, you know, we all know there's trouble with shipping to Russia. And I can afford to take that $75 hit if something happened, but it's a bitter feeling when it does. You know, again, just knowing that my $75 is going through the GSP, I just don't sweat.
Makes sense. So if you had to, in just a minute that we have left, what would you suggest would be some improvements based on your experience that you'd like to see with the Global Shipping Program?
15 seconds.
Oh, we're that late. Oh.
The number one thing is across the board with customer service at PayPal and eBay.
Yeah.
Educate everybody on a level playing field. There's still a lot of inconsistency with what we're being told.
Well, I'm happy to report that that's being worked on. So, Scott, thank you so much. Thank you for being an avid user of the program and for telling others about it. I believe it's also valuable and it helps to test it out. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Coming up, it's open phones, 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, you need to know what's happening, when, and where. That's why we created the eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar. Go to ebayradio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find the Seller Events Calendar under the Seller Resources tab. For the full skinny, click on the name of the event. If you'd like to submit an event, click on Submit a Seller Event in the upper right-hand corner of any Archives page. Then fill out the web form. The eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar. It's what's happening for eBay sellers.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit endesha.com/eBayRadio. That's endicia.com/eBayRadio.
Selling on eBay is easier and more profitable when you do it by the book. The eBay Radio Seller Bookshelf presents a curated library of useful books for eBay sellers, complete with links to help you find them on eBay. In addition to essential business titles, you'll find eBay history, eBay fiction, and some eBay books that are just plain fun. Go to ebayradio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find Seller Bookshelf under the Seller Resources tab. eBay Radio Seller Bookshelf. It's eBay by the book.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.